Every time I enter a new room full of people, I pause for a second. Who am I supposed to meet here today? With 7.5 billion people on the globe, why am I with the people that I am being surrounded with right now at this precise moment? Does it matter that I showed up today? Now, maybe this sounds a little strange, but I've been doing a lot of pondering these days on the issue of mattering. Yes, mattering. That verb that means being of importance and having significance. That type of mattering. Now, the question came up for me during the first few months after I left my career job. I was in my fuzzy robe and slippers sitting on the couch, and I was not quite sure what was next for me. And the following questions hit me hard. Did all the time I spend in my work life matter? Has my life mattered? Will my life continue to matter? Yep. Those three existential questions caught me off guard, and so I tried to make sense of the questions, and I tried to provide myself answers as well, since I left that full-time employment. So I thought I'd share what I've learned today from TV and movies and books, and I even found a recipe of mattering, and I want to share them with you today. Hello and welcome to this episode of Ask Mary Helen. I'm Mary Helen Conroy, life coach, author, and speaker, and today I'll chat a little bit about what I learned during those 3 years, pondering that question, do I matter? Being a former librarian, I remembered to do my research, and I remembered watching Oprah Winfrey's last show back in 2011. During her farewell show, she was reflecting on what she had learned after interviewing over 30,000 guests. She said it didn't matter who she was interviewing, whether it was Barack Obama, Beyonce, or the mothers in jail for killing their children. There was one common denominator in the human experience that she noted. Every one of the 30,000 people following her interview asked one question. Was I okay? She noted that we all want our existence to be validated. We all want to know that what we do, what we say, and who we are matters. Mattering. I think this question is huge for the newly retired. We've shown up at an office or a plant or a desk for 20 to 30 years, and now we don't even have to wake up in the morning to go anywhere. What does it matter? One of my favorite winter movies that I make sure to take time for each year is It's a Wonderful Life. I bet you do too. The movie records the moments in George Bailey's life up to the time he decides to end it, being totally depressed that indeed his life didn't matter. Saved by an angel, he's given a chance to see that it did. And Clarence tells him, strange, isn't it? Each man's life touches so many other lives. When he isn't around, he leaves an awful hole, doesn't he? And another favorite flick of mine is Mr. Holland's Opus, which I've talked about before. Glenn Holland is now retired, being laid off from teaching due to budget cuts. And he says, you work for 30 years because you think that what you do makes a difference. You think it matters to people. Oh, but then you wake up one morning and find out, well, no, you've made a little error there. You're expendable. That mattering question raises its ugly head. But he too is reminded, not by an angel, but a former student, that indeed his life did matter. The student says, Mr. Holland thought that writing a symphony would make him rich and famous. But Mr. Holland isn't rich and famous, at least not outside our little town. So it might be easy for him to think himself a failure. But he'd be wrong, because I think he's achieved a success far beyond riches and fame. Look around you, Mr. Holland. There's not a life in this room that you've not touched, and each of us is a better person because of you. We are your symphony, Mr. Holland. Now, I'm sure you've seen movies or read books, or perhaps your life, too, circles around the theme of mattering. Oh, in one of my past lives, I went back to school and studied adult education, and one author I admired, Nancy Schlossberg, wrote several books on counseling adult students. She looked at how adults going back to school were successful or not, based on how they handled the transitions in their life. She spent time researching on how transitions, such as marriage, divorce, single parenting, and going back to school, impacted a life. Now she's a retired professor, and she writes about the transition of retirement. What used to only be an academic topic for her about transitions, for her is now real life. It's her life. She's retired and undergoing the biggest transition of them all. She's working through the issue of mattering. She's no longer a professor with an office with students. She's herself. But she did just publish her third book. It's called Too Young to Be Old. And it's a great companion for her earlier works called Retired Smart, Retire Happy. She wrote that in 2004 and then wrote Revitalizing Retirement in 2009. During her interviews with retirees for a PBS special, she had some questions that kept coming up. Do they sound familiar to you? Who am I? I feel that I'm no longer of any use. I have to work now on my marital relationship because, you know what? Now we're eyeball to eyeball every single day. Or, I've lost my buddies. I have to adjust to not seeing as many people each day. And lastly, I'm struggling to regain my sense of purpose. Oh, that question of mattering. She notes that what she has learned is that whatever the transition, the key ingredient is time. If you allow yourself time to grieve over the things that you'll miss from your previous life, and give yourself time to recognize that things will come together as you start working on getting a life, you will have a good shot at happiness during your retirement. She's even come up with a recipe for mattering. Now, I love sharing recipes, so here's this one. If you want to follow it exactly, you'll have a delicious, delicious life. Or you can be creative and add and delete things and see what you've created. Here's Nancy's recipe. Use it as you will. She says, although there are no exact measurements for success, there are four ingredients that can help to give you a sense of mattering to your life. Here they are. The first ingredient, getting involved and staying engaged. Engage in life, in your life. Whether it's playing bridge, writing a grant proposal, doing a puzzle, or starting a home remodeling project, use it or lose it. Learn something, active engagement. It's going to provide stimulation. It's going to continue to help you to grow and develop well into old age. Seek out places like your senior center, your library, the Rhodes Scholar Program, a free course at a university. Engage in anything outside your four walls. It will matter. Now, our second ingredient is harnessing the power of invitations. You can sit on your couch and wait for invitations to come to you. Or you can wait right next to your computer for all the emails of lunch dates to arrive. Yep. You can be like that 10-year-old not being invited to the party, or you can choose to make your own party. One friend I know said when she retired and left her office, she had stopped back a couple of times, and without an invitation, she wasn't very warmly received. So, now invite others to your party. We have a dinner party every quarter. We invite two people, and they can bring guests. What fun! Think of ways that you can invite others to your life. Now, the third ingredient is taking initiative. Do you know somebody who retired last year or 5 years ago? Take them out for coffee. Ask them how they figured out how to matter again. How did they begin to feel useful, have purpose after their retirement? And the last ingredient, doing your best to make others feel that they matter. We can continue the pity party on our couches that we don't matter, can't we? But one of the best ways to learn that you matter is to recognize that other people matter. Tell your partner they matter. Tell the post person they matter. Tell the clerk at the bank that they matter. You'll soon be understanding that you matter too. And here's three areas for you to think about this whole notion of mattering. How do you matter to your community? How do you matter to your family and your friends? And thirdly, how do you matter to yourself? Nancy says, if you feel that you're appreciated and that you matter, you're going to have the potential for a happy retirement. But happiness does not grow on trees. You have to be intentional about making it happen. The author of the book, The How of Happiness, says that one's happiness level is determined by three things. 50% by one's emotional baseline. Do you even want to be happy? 10% by one's life circumstances. And 40% by intentional activity. You have to choose activities that will allow you to matter for the world in your post-retirement life. So, what does any of this matter? I'm still pondering this mattering stuff, but I'd love to hear what you're thinking about. And so please visit our website, retireerebels.com, and leave a note, or come on to our Facebook page. What are you doing today that matters? Do you matter? Has this podcast mattered? But first of all, I want to say to you, go Rebels!